It's August recess in our nation's capital. Joining us is Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, as Congress gets ready to take a break, they're finalizing a two-part bipartisan infrastructure package, and you're here with the latest.
The overall package that the Senate is about to consider is about $1 trillion. Now, that's $550 billion of new spending over the next 5 years, and then the remainder of several hundred billion dollars is unspent money that had previously been appropriated for other things. So we're getting close to $1 trillion. And it contains, as you might expect with a piece of legislation like this, funding for a variety of different projects that fall under the general heading of infrastructure. So that includes more than $100 billion in roads, bridges, things that are deteriorating in many parts around the country. And so it's been long recognized that we need to invest in our nation's future by improving the transportation network that we have. Part of that then will also include passenger and freight rail for Amtrak and other things to move humans as well as freight from coast to coast, and that's certainly something that benefits agriculture. And then, importantly for farmers, they've got $65 billion in grants to states for rural broadband deployment, and that's also something that we have strongly supported because when you talk about gaps between the information highway, not the physical highways necessarily, but the information highway between rural areas and urban areas, a lot of that is because the broadband just isn't as reliable and it's not as strong in rural areas. So this bill will do, hopefully, a lot to improve the ability of folks in the countryside to access the internet.
So as we take a look at this infrastructure bill, this is something that, both sides of the party really have to agree on. Something we really haven't seen a lot in Washington is bipartisanship.
This was hammered out by a bipartisan group of 10 senators, 5 from each party, and also the tacit involvement of the Biden administration. President Biden really wanted to have a bipartisan bill that he could put his pen to. So I would expect that there will be enough votes to pass it. As we're recording this on Wednesday, Bill, there hasn't been a vote yet, but it does look like this will pass. Now, this is the first of a two-step process. The other piece of legislation, a larger one that's waiting in the wings, is a different type of bill that's more focused on what we would call human infrastructure. It's about a $3.5 trillion price tag, and it's something that's going to be more controversial, not likely to have any support from Republicans, especially in the Senate. And so that's going to be the other piece of legislation to work on. In all likelihood, that's not going to be dealt with until after this first bipartisan one is passed, and then there will be a break in the summer for August recess by the Senate and the House, and they will take this up then, the larger bill, after Labor Day.
As the Senate tries to agree on the first round of this, looking at the second round, you mentioned more human services.
At this point, it's going to include a lot of different things, which could include more money for health care. And one of the things we're also trying to do is make certain that there's some additional money for certain agricultural products and projects as well. So at this point, because that one is still coming together, it's too soon to say exactly what that's going to encompass.
It sounds optimistic that both sides of the aisle will work together to get this accomplished.
Well, it's one of those things where I think both the Republicans as well as the Democrats, obviously the House, the Senate, the White House, recognize that the coronavirus has given us a unique opportunity, a crisis, yes, still ongoing in many parts of the country, but also then an opportunity to come together to invest in certain things that will hopefully help the future in the same way that back in the late 1990s, Bill, there was a lot of money that was invested in fiber optics and things that helped build out the internet that we benefit still from 20 years later. And so now we're looking at more sort of old-fashioned infrastructure from airports and seaports to roads and bridges and things like that.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Member Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More at nmpf.org.